Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and The Sentinel, back with headlines for another week. Glasshouse, the big story last week was the release of the Sunshine Coast Council budget and the announcement of a 9.7% rates hike. That's given us the impetus to go back over the past decade and just look at what's happened for ratepayers over that year, the increasing burden that council was putting on ratepayers and how much you might be paying over the next few years. So there's plenty to unpack from last week's budget, which we'll be doing for you. On a much brighter note, the Sunshine Coast Hinterland is set to play a major role in this year's curated plate food festival. It's a whole bunch of fun from late July 24 to August 2, and there's always good things happening up in the hinterland as well, plenty of yummy food, so that's a good, great festival to head along to. Story about the future of two major Sunshine Coast housing developments could become clearer within weeks, with Deputy Premier Jared Blay confirming the state government is considering fast-tracking development approvals for both Aura South, which is south of Caloundra there, as well as BUR East, which is been talked about for many years now, but looks like it may be a step closer. BUR Co-op has unveiled plans to relocate to a major new development at Roy's Road and Steve Irwin Way. This is going to feature a service station, a car wash, and a modern trade hardware and garden centre. And this comes on the back of Way Rail project that's going to mean the upgrade of the BUR train station over the years ahead of construction out there to Caloundra. And the Sentinel, we've got a story about e-bikes, the legislation that's just been passed last week and a mix of responses from local organisations. Beachmere and surrounding residents have been granted an additional 10 business days to have their say on the proposed Moreton Motorsports Park. Following a surge of community concerns at a highly charged public meeting last week, the consultation period was originally due to close this week on June 11, but it's been now extended to June 25 by Jared Blay, who's also requested the developer hold an additional community meeting to answer residents' concerns. So it's a charged issue, and there'll no doubt be plenty of people heading along to any community meetings there. Also got a story about a record $4.1 billion damage bill from storms, floods and cyclones across Queensland last year, which has sparked renewed warnings for Moreton Bay residents to prepare now before disaster hits again. We've got plenty of stories in sport. We've got plenty around from the shows that were on last weekend at Caboolture and Tugulawa, plenty of social pictures. So keep an eye out for these stories and more across Glasshouse Country and The Sentinel. And I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.